It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde has to wait a little bit, and that doesn't happen often because Brian Bulaga wants to talk about a partner. Take it away, Doc.
That's right. I want to talk about my friends at Surfside. Summer's heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Surfside tastes cleaner than all those other drinks you see on the shelf. It doesn't have that sweet, nasty taste that you get from all the other ones, and it doesn't leave your mouth feeling like you just ate a bag of candy. Believe me, you're not going to regret grabbing a Surfside. There's so many great flavors, like my favorite, the half tea, half lemonade. There's peach tea, raspberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, so many more. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside's only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes, sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Now the doc can be nice to start the great segment with Jason Wilde.
Jason, how you doing?
Good, Surfsider. I'm great. Did Homer tell you what happened yesterday on the show?
No. What happened?
He agreed with me on something. I convinced him to come over to my side on something, and I don't know in the many, many years I've been with him how many times that has happened. He's pretty stubborn.
What was the topic?
Elton Jenkins.
Oh.
Homer, explain it to him.
Jenkins has been good enough and important enough that the Packers should change their normal philosophy and give him a little something extra. I wouldn't give him as much as Jason did, but while I think in most cases you could keep the same Stedl and do nothing, he's playing at a different position fine. But given how important he is, it's important to understand greatness on your team at various levels, and it's stupid not to have done something for Elton Jenkins because of how good he is.
Wow. That's a big step.
Yeah, my argument was simply that, look, you don't have to win every negotiation, right? And Elton is an important enough piece that you have said that you think he's an all-pro center. You've reshuffled your entire offensive line based on him playing center for you. So take care of the guy. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, and like we've said this like I don't know how many times. He's not asking for a 4-year extension. Like, that's
right.
Not the case here. Like, if we're talking about honoring a contract, he's literally doing that, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening here, is he's honoring the contract of getting money within the contract. He's not asking for external money of outside the contract. He's asking for the money in the contract. So, like, to me, this thing should be, like, figured out, wrapped up by the time they get the training camp opening. This should be a no issue or non-issue by the time this thing kicks off. At least I hope it's not. Like, because it shouldn't be.
I feel like it should have been resolved already. But I did, after our conversation yesterday, Homer and I did want to ask you this, because my point is why create ill will or bad feelings with a guy who's so critical to what you're planning on doing this season? Does that happen? Do guys, like, I'll give you an example. I don't know what happened with you at the end of your contract, but I still can't believe that the Green Bay Packers told Micah Hyde, with 6 games left in the season, we're not going to re-sign you. I still can't believe that. So guys they're not robots. They're human beings. So does this create some bad blood sometimes when you don't take care of your guys?
I mean, I'll put it this way. It will certainly make things a touch awkward if this doesn't get figured out and he's back in the building, right? Like, I think it'll make things a little tense. And because I think what's going to happen, and Jason, you may know this better, I think if he's back in the building and he's not being fined, I mean, I don't think he's going to participate, or he may withhold services and hold in for quite a while. I think that may be something that we continue to see, just like he did during minicamp, which the only thing that's going to hurt is the Packers' offense. That's the only thing that's going to hurt is Green Bay's offense and the development of that offensive line that's pretty much brand new, put together with a new left guard and the new center position and potentially a battle at left tackle and what's going on there and the new draft picks they got. Like, that's all that's going to hurt. So, like, to me, it could cause a little, you know, ruffling of feathers within that group, especially with the left guard getting paid all the money that he did. It has nothing to do with the left guard, right? It has nothing to do with who they signed and how much money he got paid. That's not, hey, good on him, right? It has nothing to do with him, but it's just Elton looking at it from his perspective, and it could ruffle feathers, but I just don't think it gets to that point. But if it did, it could, but I just don't see. I think Green Bay, with the moves they've made, they understand, like you've said so many times, the importance of what he is to that group, right? Like, they made all these moves for him to make that, you know, make the switch to center. So there's no way they don't figure this out. And that's just me personally.
Yeah, and my point to Homer yesterday, and I would reiterate it here, is that, you know, sometimes it's not worth the extraneous issues that you create. Oh, good, you kept him on his existing contract. You've created bad feelings with him. But also, if I'm a player in that locker room, I'm going, well, if they won't take care of Elton, who's been to 3 Pro Bowls, what are they going to do with me? Like, do they really value us? Like, I just don't think that that's great for your culture or your chemistry. And that's, to me, it's a small amount of money to pay to keep people happy, including Elton, but also other people that are watching this.
Yeah, well, I guess, Jason, and I mean, maybe you could answer this. My question would be, we get Elton's getting to that special number in age, right? Will guys start, if this, say this doesn't work out for Elton, right? And Green Bay holds the line, right? And say they, hey, and they're more than in their own right to do so, right? Green Bay is more than their right to do so. Yep. But say they do. Does this then potentially put Green Bay more in the line of guys doing this at an earlier age in their contract to say, hey, I want something redone in this deal. I'm, because if you carry this on later in my contract when I'm older, I know you're not going to do anything. So I might as well do this right now. I might as well do this now while I have some leverage in my age and my production.
I do think that's what happens, right? Because, again, they've kind of made it clear that there are no – if Elton Jenkins isn't an exception, who is, right? Like, think that I view them as, we're not going to give out third contracts unless we absolutely have to. Like, frankly, after the way things went with Kenny last year, I'm sure Goody was sitting there going, God dang it, you know, I shouldn't have paid him. Even though he's younger than an average third contract guy, even though he's so critical to our locker room, he didn't have a good year, and he had the injury that he didn't talk about. Like, we know what happened with Bakhtiari. Like, so I don't think they're going to give out third contracts to guys that are coming up on or north of 30. And then I still believe they're going to limit their second contract. And I think the philosophy, the Goody way, is going to be turn over the roster, stay young, don't overpay for your own free agents, do targeted free agency to get outside guys to fill voids that you have in the roster, like they had because A.J. Dillon was not a good draft pick and because Josh Myers wasn't a good draft pick. So they needed a running back. They needed an offensive lineman to shift over to replace Josh Myers. They needed a safety in Xavier McKinney because he missed on Darnell Savage. And so I think that's what they'll do. They'll say, we're not going to sign our guys as frequently as Ted or Ron did. We're going to target good replacements because look, Hobbs is also a free agent signing to make up for a miss, right? It's to make up for the miss on Eric Stokes. So I think that's going to be their approach, and that it's going to take really special guys they believe are, to use Homer's word, special to get second or third, which I think is very unlikely, contract. So we're going to find out, do they think any of these wide receivers are special. If they do, one of them's going to get a contract. If they don't, they're just going to keep replenishing the position.
Do you think that they are behind the scenes working on Quay Walker, or do you think that that's not that's done and dusted?
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't get to talk to Quay, and then he was in a booth. One day he was riding a stationary bike outside at Reinitschke Field, and I was happy to be standing there, and he said hello, which is great for him because he's not always the most outgoing, but he's always been friendly to me. And then a couple days later, I saw him on one of those one-legged scooters with a boot on his foot, which LaFleur indicated goes back to the injury in Seattle. So I don't know if he had a cleanup surgery procedure or what, but they may have had some conversations. I don't know that. But, again, I think they're willing to let him play out his fourth year and at least get into year four and see where he's at, because they want to make sure that they don't pay him and regret it.
I would agree with that. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, but
so then I guess here's my question then, Homer. So then, like, and Jason too. So like, okay. So say that. So say you move on from Quay. Then do you go to the market for that, or you try to go back to the draft well and do that again? Because every time you miss a draft pick, you can't go back to free agency and spend $12 to $10 million on a guy.
Yeah, I think they're gonna like if he, let's say, look, I really like Quay. I think he is as hard on himself. Like, I wrote a story last year. Like, if you're a Packers fan and you complain about him, like, a lot of guys will say they're their toughest critic, but they're really not. He legit is. Like, he, in my opinion, to an unhealthy level, beats himself up. And I talked to a few of his coaches who agreed with that diagnosis. He's been talking to Dr. Carr a lot, hoping to improve that. But let's say he has a mediocre season. He doesn't make the jump they're hoping for. I wouldn't be surprised if they let him walk and they said, hey, we picked up Isaiah Simmons for next to nothing, former 8th overall pick. You know, we keep him around and we just slot him in next to Edger and Cooper, and we just keep rolling that way. So that would not surprise me at all.
Now, we've run out of time, but I have one last question. I don't think players care that much about how the team treats other players. All I care about is how they treat me. All I care about is they give me the money, I think. Now, the other stuff might give me an indication, but that's not.
Yeah, you and I, for the second consecutive day, are on the same page. I don't think it's about, oh, I can't believe they're treating Elton poorly. It's, if they're willing to treat Elton poorly, then they're sure as hell going to treat me poorly, more likely than not. And that's where I think it has an impact.
All right. I'd go probably, but I don't really care unless it affects me.
I continue to say, you got to look at the hierarchy of things. Everyone's in this system of hierarchy, right? So if someone higher up than you is getting treated a certain way, or something's not going their way, how do you think it's going to happen to you when you're below them? Like, it has to look at it that way. And that's exactly where it kind of comes down to that.
Right, even but the importance playing, of it to you is only as it relates to you.
But right? It trickles down. It always trickles down. It always trickles down. Like
thanks, Jason. Got to roll.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers, all the time. American Place Casino, located in Lake County, Illinois, just a half hour south of Franklin. I wonder how many times I can say that in a war. American Place Casino, just a half hour south of Franklin, maybe 8:38 minutes in someplace in Franklin. You go to AmericanPlace.com to find out about all the promos. You're not taking advantage of promos when you go there. That's on you. You should be talking about more than one, multiple promos every time you go there. And again, 2025 Mustang Dark Horse Premium. You could win a brand new 2025 Mustang Earn free entries daily through July the 5th. But again, it's all at AmericanPlace.com. Yes, American Place Casino in Lake County, Illinois, just a half hour south of Franklin. More with Brian Bulat next.